first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the football podcast. It is show number 50. Bit of a landmark. Who'd have thought we'd even get to number 5? We've got to number 50.
Milestone.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Fantastic.
And joining me are Jim Staples.
Yep.
Dan Silver.
Afternoon.
And picking his hand is Stuart Hoare.
Afternoon.
Jim, you've been away to Ibiza, mate. How are you feeling?
Good.
I noticed you're drinking Coca-Cola.
I am, yeah.
You're detoxing.
It was nice. Very cultural.
Yeah?
Did all the touristic
a lot of the sights.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you go on a bike ride?
A bike ride? No.
There's probably a few bikes over there,
yeah.
In fairness.
I tried to pull a few bikes. I didn't, if you're listening, Bex.
But, while you were away, Jim, you didn't miss a lot, in fairness.
No, well, I saw, I went, Albufeira's actually quite a nice place. If you go to these Magaluf Albufeira, there's scumbags there. It's quite a nice place, but then we did go to Lineker's to watch the football at 3 o'clock on a Saturday.
Lineker's, of course.
That wasn't such a nice place. So I was watching Portsmouth West Ham, Liverpool, Stoke, and then obviously the Sky Sports news feed as well. Yeah. So I've got a little bit of football in, but I can't really remember the scores of most of the other games.
Well, the main one was Manchester United thrashing Bolton 5-0.
Was that Bolton, wasn't it?
That Bolton. Rooney hat-trick. Did the business, Dan?
Yeah, it was quality. I mean, they were different class. I mean, I was playing football Saturday afternoon, got home 20 minutes late from kick-off, got in, I think they were already 3-0 up. 25 is
game over.
Yeah, literally sat down, well, right, but watch a bit of footy. 20 minutes in, 25, whatever.
Why was it cleverly? Why was there such a big huff and puff about that?
Kevin Davies maimed him pretty much.
That doesn't sound like Kevin Davies.
And Kevin Davies was a bit
naughty.
I didn't see the challenge, to be honest.
I didn't either. It was in the first 20 minutes.
Doing my best Arsene Wenger, but I didn't see it. So
didn't see it.
See, Rooney's now two goals off his total for last season.
Yeah, he had a pretty poor year last year. He's on fire this year, though.
When that third goal
his
went
new
in
hair.
For his, yeah, it's just
it's got Samson. His new
but that when that
right like a 1970s rock star. Remember of Iron Maiden or something? That'd be great if he just went for the big old long hair.
Bring back the mullet.
Bring back the mullet. Yeah, business at the front, party at the back. That's what it's all about.
So when that ball came across the box though for his third to come in, and you just saw Rooney coming to Rooney. I was watching it with a mate of mine, Steve, who was a guest on the Wembley special.
Yeah.
Literally before it's rolling to him, he's gone goal. And you could just see as soon as it was rolling to him into the box there, you knew that was going in one
when
place.
When someone's on their game like that, you just
he
know.
He is on fire. Ferguson's called him as good as Pelé, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Ferguson's been lay off the magic markers if he's start comparing to Pelé.
The run he's going on now reminds me of Michael Ricketts when he was on his run. Both top players at the top of their game.
That's very true.
On good runs.
Very true.
I'll tell you what I did see in that game though, because we've got one of them bring up. Did you watch that game? Oh, I'll tell you what.
I was away all weekend.
I think the highlight of it was though, right? I think Bolton are still 4-0 down, right? And Rio Coca has somehow squeezed in a shot from the edge of the box that's absolutely walloped the crossbar.
Mm.
it was only about 2 seconds on the TV, but it was magnificent. Because this little kid who's in the crowd, obviously a Bolton fan, and I found the clip on YouTube.
Brilliant.
It's only a 10-second clip, but it just shows this little kid, it ball rattles the crossbar, shoots to the crowd for about a second, and you just see this little kid's face. The shock and horror, the awe, I don't know what it is, but of his mouth open, staring at the camera. Just, I mean, the poor little, bless him, he looked like he was about to cry as well. And it was just, it was amazing. It was honestly, I had to pause and rewind this clip. We were wetting ourselves laughing for about 5 minutes of this poor little kid's expression of.
You sure he wasn't like a disabled fan?
No, he definitely wasn't.
Sure.
He looked a bit special, but he was.
That would be bad if we play it back.
Oh,
he was just
Jesus.
A disabled
we'll
fan.
Have a look.
No,
we'll see.
No, it's. Look on his face.
You're mocking
is,
the affliction.
Bless him. No, he's definitely not. I'm sorry, I did my research.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll get that up. It's brilliant. The expression on his poor little face says it all.
Cool.
One thing I did see is that, was it Sunderland played Chelsea? And Chelsea were 2-0 and then your lad scored in like last minute. What was his name?
Sunderland player.
Yeah, Chi Jong Lu or whatever his name is. I can't remember the news. Do you remember the player that they signed?
Chong Long Lee.
Something like that. And
it's not right.
The commentator said Chong Long Lee gives Sunderland a chink of light.
Yes.
Yeah, they did say it.
No.
They said it. It was brilliant.
That is a.
Someone's put him up.
That's an outrageous quote.
He probably said it and just thought, oh dear.
And it's entirely inaccurate because he's Korean. So, you know.
There you go.
You know, he's got it wrong, isn't he?
Still made me laugh.
But anything else we noticed at the weekend, Stu, tell us about QPR, they're banging him in, aren't they?
Oh, Jesus Christ. We've done everything but bang it in, mate. I think across the board now, if you look at our team, it's a team that can definitely survive the Premier League. We just don't have a striker to score goals in the Premier League. I think Campbell's probably our best striker.
Yeah.
He's starting on the bench. Whether that's
Kevin.
Because of a virus. No, just DJ, mate.
Yeah. Kevin Campbell.
Kevin Campbell would still score goals.
Kev Campbell.
Don't know what he's doing now, but he'll still score.
Yeah.
Don't care, Jim. obviously,
what
we started
before.
It was 0-0, mate, yeah. We did literally everything but score a goal, mate. We had four sort of goal mouth scrambles, two cleared off the line.
Did you hit a bar? Hit the post?
Did we hit a bar? We didn't hit the bar or the post,
so you didn't
no.
do everything but score. You didn't even hit the woodwork.
My apologies.
So, what's this? There's a vicious rumour doing around that Sir Mr. D. Beckham of Los Angeles may be on his way to Queen's Park Rangers.
Yeah,
hijacked by Spurs potentially there as well.
I hope he goes
Spurs
to Spurs.
Are linked with it. They always do this, don't they?
It's like, classic
Redknapp.
Classic Redknapp.
I wouldn't say no to the England.
He'll be back
job,
in England. Back in England squad, wasn't he? Playing for Tottenham. Harry Redknapp becomes England boss. Mm. Back in the England team.
Yeah, he's mentioned that again, hasn't he?
Of course he does. Someone
well,
asked
him. Well, we've got what is it? Air Asia.
Doesn't need someone to ask him. He just says it anyway. He just drives up to a speed camera, starts talking into a speed trap.
Oi,
Beckham.
Leave Harry
Beckham.
Alone.
Yeah. Our team, Gillingham, didn't do quite so well.
After such a good start, as
started
well.
All right. We've gone completely off the boil now.
Three losses in four, isn't it?
Three and four. Yeah, we've got 1 point.
Is that including cup?
1 point from our last 12.
Oh, we're out of cups.
Brighton and Hove Albion.
Actually, your man Bill Elmoshny. Is a nasty piece of work.
Oh, he's
I
wasn't
yes,
at the
is.
Game. Jim was at the game, but whether you were sober enough to sort of clock him. Or not, I don't know, because he's just come back from, he's just got off a plane.
It was fantastic.
But apparently,
I wouldn't recommend that to anyone.
Irritating player. And eventually, the ref, I think, just got upset, just got peed off.
He's just an idiot.
Just get off. Sent him off. Sent him off for being annoying on it.
He's a lad.
Well, how do you know him? I don't understand.
He picked him up a few weeks ago. He said that he's a makeshift centre forward.
He's a centre back, because they haven't got any strikers, he's been playing up front for them.
He wears number six,
yeah.
He's not.
And scored a 35 yard screamer a couple of weeks ago.
Unfortunately, they got better after he went off.
Well,
and scored with 2 minutes to
that
go
is true.
Or something.
Did you see the Bournemouth chairman?
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Grab Adelia Smith
well.
Moment.
I've read about it. I haven't seen it yet. Is there a clip of that? Can you put
it? There was a clip of it, yeah.
I haven't seen it. I read about it on Monday. That looked quite interesting. I like that.
Other stuff.
Chairman having a go at the fans.
One of the fastest goals probably ever scored.
Macclesfield versus
Ben Tomlinson. Look on the BBC website for the video of this. Literally from the kickoff, the guy, he's taking the kickoff with your teammate of his, passing the ball. He then runs straight down the middle of the pitch, past about six or seven players, gets to the edge of the box, doesn't even hit the shot with any power.
No, just squeezes
sort
it in.
Falls over as he hits it. And he just sort of.
Who is he play for, Mac or Morecambe?
Macclesfield. Literally, yeah.
Six
brilliant.
And a half
so
seconds.
What from the kickoff. Just sounds familiar. To that goal we conceded once in six aside when I was still singing at kickoff.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what are you doing the anthem, I mean?
Morecambe could absolutely smash call it. They probably just think we're that good.
Yeah.
Start.
Was it 6-0?
6-0.
That was, I mean, that was a shot, wasn't it?
And we had to start the Champions League.
Hang on, the Matt guy that scored.
Tomlinson,
whoever took the kickoff of him, that's a good assist to get. He's passed the ball to kick off and got an assist out of it. There you're up to stats. Get in there, son. Get up for it.
Champions League, Man City, big kudos, thumbs up, pat on the back, whatever you want to call it. call it, Alexander Kolarov, left back.
His nose was in bits
for Man City.
His nose
got smashed. He can smell round corners.
Keeper should have done better.
He got a free kick. He's got a broken nose.
I think he deserved it.
He bent his nose pretty much back into place himself. Took the free kick. Scored. I don't know what the goal he was doing.
How did he break his nose?
I don't know. I didn't see the.
Was Bilal Moshni playing?
Possibly. He probably posted him. But yeah, scored the goal. He didn't even celebrate the goal. He just sort of stood there with a bent nose and went, have some of that. And then Mancini said, off you come. And took him straight off.
It was great goal from Napoli though. Breakaway, fantastic
midfielder Maggio
goal.
Just went straight through him, laid it off. Edinson Cavani, he's absolute mustard. And he tucked that ball. They look a good side. Both of them were making their Champions League debuts, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the two teams. I don't think Napoli have played.
I think City. I mean, City man for man got the better players, but Napoli
they
looked,
passed it. It was all in front of them, wasn't it? You know.
Yeah.
And they just sat back, absorbed the pressure. Goalie looks a bit iffy, but they didn't really test him. So, but I think Manchester City, I think, will do all right. You know, they've had their nerves out of the way in front of their home fans.
No, they know Tottenham Hotspur.
Well, let's hope not, because they won't qualify for it next year, if that's the case.
I'm talking about in the Champions League,
All right, okay. So, based on that one, I'm going to step forward and have a red mist moment and just get sent off.
Cheers, Croucher.
Yeah. Something else. Mansfield Town. Now, they're not in the Football League anymore. They're now in the Blue Square Prem. They've just appointed the youngest chief executive in English football.
16?
29.
Right. Is it a she as well?
It's a she. He says, having read my notes.
God
right,
damn it.
Her name is Carolyn Still. She's 29. She's blonde. She's
any good?
A politics graduate, and she used to work
36,
for
25, 34.
She used to work for fashion brands Bulgari and Gucci. And I have a picture, or two pictures.
Fuck, she used to work for who?
You are.
What?
She's fit.
There you go. So she's
really fit.
She's now running Mansfield Town Football Club. She said that she wants to awaken some of the sleeping fans. I think
I'm
that
sure
might
she
help.
Can.
You see, I'd like to wake up next to her. I tell her that much.
There you go.
Look at her eyes.
There you go.
Do you know what?
My lovely, lovely eyes. Can't even see her bangers. Maybe, she's got lovely
maybe
eyes.
Maybe we should start following a non-league team as well.
You say following, you're just going to stalk, aren't you?
Stalking, following, passion.
She wants to awake the fans.
She is stunning.
She's going to bring vibrancy to Mansfield.
She's going to say for Agri. You won't need vibrancy.
I need it, no.
Well, yeah. So hopefully she's going to raise a few
spirits. Very pretty, isn't she?
She's very pretty.
She'll raise a few something else, so I'll tell you that.
Oh, leave it.
There you go. I thought I'd share that one with you.
Thank you very much, Si. That's brightened up my afternoon.
I've got one as well.
He's
I know he hasn't given it back.
That'll be laminated by the end of the day. Joe Cole made his debut for Lille at the weekend, and he actually set up the second goal.
Oh, they went absolutely bonkers for him, didn't they? It was really nice to see. All the players were around him, bigging him up.
I haven't seen any of the football yet, but I saw this quote, and it's just brilliant. So it's Joe Cole. It's after the game. He said, yeah, things went well. This is him talking about how different it is being out in Lille and how different it is in terms of how they treat the players and what the players
Premier
have to
League
do.
To
how difficult
League
it is to Liverpool.
Yeah. Things are so different. For instance, we've got to clean our own boots and carry our boots to games here. The clubs give you a lot of responsibility.
Oh, shit.
That is an actual quote.
You're on the bench. Have you got your boots, lad?
You can't play unless you clean your boots.
Oh, I've got to finish it off. It gets better.
£10 fine if you haven't cleaned your boots.
You have to clean your own boots and carry your own boots to games here. The club gives you a lot of responsibility. There are a lot of things changing and it's a big challenge. I don't know how he's going to do it. He's got to clean them. Not only has he got to clean them,
he's got to remember them.
Once he's cleaned them, he's got to take them to. I don't know if he's going to. If he does it, fair play to him. Then kudos to him.
It's a big challenge for
him.
Yeah,
it'll probably be a regular start.
It could make or break his little career, to be honest. Whether he remembers his boots or not.
Yeah, that's it.
I just hope someone can bring some.
Do you think he even knows what Chelsea dubbing is?
No, definitely not. Just that's what Jody Morris used to do in the dressing room. Got a laugh offside.
That was good.
Thank you very much.
Right. Anything else before we move on to our cult heroes?
I know how much Jim enjoys me talking about Spurs, but I had to throw him in. I had to throw Adebayor on his debut and Scott Parker, and they looked quality. Right? I mean, Wolves away is not an easy game the way Wolves are playing at the moment.
Know. You'll see this weekend, mate. We'll make it an easy game.
Well,
for Wolves.
But no, he looked sharp. he looked really sharp. Parker looked quality, and I think it's definitely a lot better looking Tottenham side. So than
who did he drop to get to accommodate those two?
We sold Crouch, didn't we? So that sort of made him for
Crouch's gone. And
is Defoe playing or is he on the bench?
No, it was it was Defoe and Adebayo up front, and it was Crouch on the right because Lennon's injured. Modric and Parker in the middle, which is a tasty little midfield combination. Bale
until
on the
he
left.
Goes in January.
Yeah, all right. Until then, I suppose one big problem is Rafael van der Vaart. It's where does he fit in?
Because he's been left out the champion. Out of the Europa League squad. Yeah. He's not happy about it.
No, he came
he's
out
on the right tip
because he's injured.
Why have they done that?
Well, he's injured, and they thought he'd be out for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, turns out.
So they left him out. Turns out he could be back for this weekend.
Well, 6 to 8 weeks would have left two group games left. Yeah. They would have brought him in for the knockout stage.
So they didn't want to waste the squad place. They wanted to make sure they were strong.
And he's had a wind up about it.
They didn't actually consult with him.
No, but then there's also argument. Why on earth should they consult with him? I mean, he's like, it was one of the reporters who had a good point that they pay his wages if they don't think it's a good idea to put him in the squad. Down,
yeah,
squad
you'd, like. You'd expect to be given a heads up, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I can't believe they let Jermaine Jenas go. Just can't believe it. Every day, I just think, why did they do it? What are they doing?
Training. Do you know what? Because it's going to be a couple of weeks till he makes his Villa debut because he's injured.
Yeah.
Funny that.
And then when he does make his debut, he'll have his first touch to go so far, he'll spend him 2 weeks trying to get the ball back from where he fucking put it. He's rubbish.
He's not very good. Right. And Jermaine Jenas, a centre midfielder who won't make it onto our Cold
Heroes
list.
And why not?
Who have we got? Dan. Hang on a minute, Stu.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to go for Mark Burcham. He signed for us at the time.
Just because he had hair.
Blue hair.
Blue and white hair.
No, he signed for us.
We saw him before the Christmas party. He was absolutely hammered.
Smashed when he was out with Keith Curl, wasn't he?
Yeah and Ronnie Jepson. Keith Curl, Ronnie Jepson, and Mark Burcham.
Yeah.
Just getting smashed in the cheap ones. Sam Smith's.
Yeah.
Really?
They were absolutely trolley, weren't they?
On the Christmas trail,
I think.
All right, okay.
Lads, real boys.
Right. Dan, who you got?
Is that all you got to say on him?
Yeah,
he wasn't
not?
Particularly a great player, was he?
No, but he signed for us at the time.
He was a cult hero, though.
We were very
bad.
As
well. He was in a band, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Him and Ainsworth used to do that stupid like drum and guitar thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't he a drummer and Ainsworth a guitarist?
No, Ainsworth is a drummer, I think.
I think Ainsworth was the singer as well, wasn't he?
Shabazz Baidoo used to do a bit as well.
Shabazz! He was a rapper, wasn't he?
He came to Gillingham on loan and no one saw him ever. He was just, I don't know what he was doing.
Marcus Bean's got a good punch, hasn't he?
Leave it.
Dan.
Got to go with the Spurs, obviously, with Gazza.
Yeah, good shot.
I mean, it's got to be...
Stefan Freund as well.
You've done it again.
Honestly.
Every time I do my cult hero, you always nick my...
Yeah, mate, you're about our dealers. You mentioned our dealers.
I'm not nicking Stefan Freund, don't worry. No. But I know all my Spurs mates love him for the cup game. And
well, yeah. But Gazza, not only for everything that goes with... Fantastic random fact. Supposedly, he once brought an ostrich to training with him. I don't know. I don't really know what to say about that. But that
was it a dead ostrich or a live ostrich?
I'm pretty sure it was a live ostrich.
Got it on a lead.
Oh, he brought. I mean, it reportedly brought an ostrich to training. Why? I have no idea. But yeah, no, Stefan Freund as well. Never scored a single goal in 102 appearances for Spurs. Although, for some reason, every time the crowd ironically shouted, shoot, whenever he got near the edge of the box, he'd still do it.
Yeah. Crowd pleaser.
Yeah, even though it was a complete wind up. But he also once watched a game in the stands with the fans when he was suspended instead of sitting on the bench.
I like
and
that.
After his retirement, apparently went to watch Man U Spurs at Old Trafford wearing the Spurs shirt that he wore in the 1999 Worthington Cup final. As a technically gifted footballer, was one of the worst, but gave it every single week, 110%, which I suppose
European champion as well.
Yeah,
1996,
which for me makes him a cult hero.
Yeah, cool. Gillingham, I've gone for Mark Saunders, Jim. We've had a lot of people playing in the middle of our midfield at Gillingham who have been real heroes with a couple of Paul Smith, Andy Hesitard, obviously. Saundo was my favourite. He tried to run off a broken leg.
a As you do.
He's had some horrific.
Walk it off, big guy.
He's one of those guys. He'd play anywhere. He played every position for us except for he did play in goal as well.
No.
But yeah, no, and he's from Tiverton or somewhere. Thick Cornish accent, real sort of carrot cruncher.
Pasties.
Accent he's got. hard as nails as well. No, he was like the Terminator. He's brilliant. So he's my cult hero. I've also got down here Gazza, obviously. Socrates. And I thought I'd mention Socrates. He's a cult hero because of what he looked like. He's a cult hero because of how he played. He used to smoke 40 a day. He was a qualified doctor.
Yeah.
Right?
A doctor who smokes shitloads.
Yeah.
He's good
at it. And he should have lifted the World Cup as captain of Brazil in 82. They lost to Italy in... they didn't have semi-finals back then. They had a group of three, two groups of three. And whoever won that group of three got to the final.
I didn't know that.
And they had... it was Italy, Argentina, who had Maradona, and Brazil. Brazil beat in one group, and the winner of that group went to the final. They ditched that, and they had quarterfinals, semifinals, finals.
Sort of like rugby, where you get like Georgia,
yeah,
in the groups, is it?
Wales made the World Cup. It's very strange.
they nearly won the other day.
They did. They're unlucky.
But they should have beaten. They did. Well,
the bloke kept missing the post, and then the one that he got over, they didn't even spot.
Right, enough about rugby.
Anyway, Socrates.
You should do supporting QPR.
Jay Boffroyd is pretty much the same.
There you go.
Right, so thanks for that. Right, Socrates, legend. He's not very well. Last time I heard, he was in intensive care. Lots of internal bleeding and stuff, and they're worried about whether he'd make it. So,
best wishes out to the podcast out to Socrates.
To Socrates, I'm sure he listens. It's better than hospital radio, I should imagine. So,
it's got to be.
The other name I've got is Vinnie Jones, who I mentioned because you mentioned him last week as a centre back or whatever.
Yeah, well, he could play centre.
He could if he was one, but he's not.
Very good.
I just thought I'd bring him back in.
Yeah, thanks,
Vinnie. Jim, who you got, mate?
I've got a few. I'm going to throw him out there. Matthew Letizier, more of a forward possibly, he played centre midfield.
He played deep enough that you could have called him.
Yeah, you could put him in a midfield diamond behind the front two. Ooh. So I put him in there. A player that everyone says, right, he should have played more for England. The reason he didn't is because if you had Letizier in your team, you basically had to build a team around it, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were putting Letizier in and then accommodate everything else around that, which is why he didn't play more for England, because at England you've got other gifted players that need space and time, and so I can understand why bosses didn't pick him as much, but I think he only played like twice.
Ironically, the manager was Hoddle, who was, when he played, was exactly the same style of player in that. Yeah. If you played,
but Hoddle wasn't
team,
playing for Southampton, which I think
he was playing for Tottenham, another unfashionable club. So
leave it.
You know, when he played for England, he didn't always do very well for England, Hoddle, because he had to play as part of the system. Occasionally, when other players weren't available, they built the team around him, and he was brilliant because as a natural talent, he's unbelievable. So when Hoddle was a manager, you just thought he would get the best out of Letiz. And as you say, I think he only played once or twice. I remember he played against Italy at Wembley, where we lost. Zola scored a deflected winner after Ian Walker. What the hell was he doing in goal, by the way?
I remember that. That was the campaign when we did him in Rome, didn't we? Got the 0-0, the draw we needed, and went through.
Yeah.
Inch did the whole Terry Butcher bit.
Yes, yeah.
What is it with England goalkeepers and dodgy hair? Ian Walker.
Yeah.
Right, David Seaman. David James.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, Joe Hart's got a bit of work to do, didn't he?
He's coming. He's only young, isn't he? He's got plenty of time to get his stupid haircut.
He'll learn. Who else you got, Jim?
Okay, so that's the tiz out of the way. Robin Friday, who I obviously didn't see play, but I've read the book about it, which
QPR.
Is Greatest Footballer You Never Saw. Cardiff and Reading.
Reading, sorry.
You're getting confused by the hoops.
The stripes.
Yeah. A player that just, like, we did a bit of, me and Dan were talking about him just before he came out, because I know a little bit about him.
Yeah.
A player who just, what was the quote? He was the rock and roll of football, something like that.
The epitome of the rock and roll footballer, I think he was.
He just didn't, he was a bit like George Best, gifted, but...
Well, even more tragic.
Flawed genius, exactly that.
Died at 38.
Yeah.
Because he had a massive drink and drugs problem, but apparently with wonderful, I was two seasons, got, well, first season scored something like 40 goals, and
And he's known as well because he scored a hat-trick on TV. My dad always tells me about it. And when the third one went in, he'd been having a bit of beef with the keeper. And the third one went in and he just flicked a V to the keeper as it hit the back of the net. And someone caught it on camera. So, so I put him in there.
Yeah.
Gaz or Adan, as you've mentioned.
Yeah.
And then a few ones a little bit different. Giggs deserves a mention because he is, although I'm not a Man United fan, he must be their cult hero because he does it like last night.
He could play anywhere. I would have had him on the left. But yeah, he does play in the middle.
It's ridiculous, right? Last night, watching the game, I was flicking between the commentator on ITV, talked about one of the Benfica players, and he said, he's very experienced in the Champions League. I looked up, he played 26 Champions League games.
Yeah.
Giggs has played like 130 or something. I think it might have been his 130.
He's scored in almost every campaign.
Ridiculous.
Well. No, he has.
Some players don't.
Was it the last 22 seasons?
Since 1991 or 92. Some players don't play that many games for clubs. Well, a lot of players don't play 120 games for clubs. He's played that many in the Champions League for one club.
Yeah.
It's just, it's crazy.
He's just an absolute hero, isn't it? I suppose he's a cult hero as well, but
I'll throw in Frank Worthington.
Well, he had a cup named after him as well.
Very good, Dan. Very good, Dan.
Thank you.
But no, he was.
He's thinking Johnson's Paint Trophy.
I don't get it.
Frank Worthington, Leicester's foremost Elvis impersonator as well.
Really?
Yeah, he loves a bit of Elvis. His house is like a shrine to Elvis. look up.
Good knowledge.
There's one of the goals. He's playing for Leicester, and he. Ball comes to him and he's running away from goal. He's in the middle of sort of on the edge of the penalty area. He's running away from goal and he juggles the ball 1, 2, 3 times while running away from goal. Then flicks it over his head over 3 defenders, runs around them and then volleys it in the back of the net. It's an unbelievable goal. I dig it out.
Stu did that last week, didn't you, Stu?
Similar, mate.
In his back garden, with playing with cats.
Two of them.
Don't kick cats, though. It's not.
Attilio Lombardo. Did he play central mid or was he more of a white player?
He was a winger.
Oh, I should have had him last week then, but I just like the way he looked. To be honest, he looked like my old technology teacher. And then two more recent ones.
Yeah.
Joey Barton.
I think he's going to be, isn't he? He's going to be
He probably was a little bit at Newcastle or getting there, and I think he will be phenomenal at Rangers.
Definitely.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That is, that's all right.
Christ, mate, it's all over the curtain.
Oh dear.
Did you order
Stuart?
Anyone order a sandwich? It just fucking landed on us.
Oh my god. Shit, I didn't need that.
Is it still recording?
We're still recording.
Jesus Christ.
God, someone tells us she really don't like Joey Barton, does she?
One minute to Joey Barton, someone throws a salad at us.
The trials and the dangers of doing a football podcast.
Oh jeez.
Jim, you've got about 3 tons of rocket on your foot.
What's going on?
Look at the plate. Someone get a picture of that plate. That's got to be the picture. What the...
Yeah. Right,
the
image of this podcast.
Jim, look at your foot.
Joey Barton. Joey Barton. Sure, remain composed.
He's going to be a hero.
Bring it back.
I would have Joey Barton. I'm going to have Joey Barton. Let's get back to it. Come on.
Back to it. Bring it back in.
She ran towards us with it.
We thought, I didn't even order food. Yeah.
She was trying to rest it on the table, wasn't she? Jesus H.
Joey Barton will
Joey
be.
Barton,
and yeah. Joey Barton.
I would have him in my England team.
It's not your day, is it?
I'd call it a day for you. Jesus Christ.
I'll just go home now.
I hope I made yours.
Yeah, I enjoyed
Little
it.
Little do you know, you're on a very important podcast right now.
Oh, that's...
All right, should we stop and start?
Joey, it's the 50th podcast.
Can you give us a little word on Joey Barton, please? what do you think about him?
We needed something special to happen, and it really has. Oh, dear.
That's brilliant.
Joey,
you hang on me now?
No. Can we have some...
Not on the foot.
Not off the floor, no.
It's a Thousand Island to go with that, please.
Oh, dear.
Right, let's carry on.
Joey Barton. I suppose
he's going to be a hero.
He's probably the greatest cult villain / hero,
isn't he?
Do you
have some serviette?
No, I'm fine. Oh, yeah, serviette would be nice, actually.
Yeah.
I would have him in my England team.
Joe Button.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'd have him in the squad. Definitely.
I'd have him in my team. I would have him in my England team.
Ferdinand.
I wouldn't have the waitress in goal. That's for sure.
No.
Definitely not.
The last one I put out there, Jimmy Bullard. You are forgetting about him now.
Lad.
Yeah. Because
I can think of a few Hull City fans who probably wouldn't agree with
exactly.
Him.
Okay. Possibly. So now, like, but back 2-3 seasons ago, he was an absolute cult hero because he was just a guy enjoying his football, playing some decent football as well, and just having a laugh.
He did enjoy himself.
Yeah. He's still enjoying himself.
He's fantastic.
I saw him in what's the place that could do cocktails right near Tower Gate?
Mary Jane's.
He was in Mary Jane's about 2 days before he signed for Ipswich. It's just getting absolutely level.
Fair play to him.
He's got a massive head as well. He looks like one of those Corinthian figures. he looks like one of them.
And then he went on to score 2 goals against Cardiff, which I'm very pleased about.
Yeah.
Nice to get it in. Well played, Stu.
I thought we were getting to the end and he hadn't mentioned Cardiff. He's done it.
That's the last one for me.
Excellent. Right.
I still can't believe I've got salad on my foot.
Nah.
I can't believe.
You don't even like salad.
Why on earth? One foot, though.
What on earth was she doing throwing the plate at this table? She was obviously trying to balance it off, wasn't she?
She literally ran to the table and pretty much threw the salad at Staples. I don't know whether he'd looked her or touched her.
It's all over the shoes. It was a plate smash.
I was expecting her to throw it at him and then spit at him or something. Not throw it at him and then apologise.
And that's for you.
That's just brilliant.
Right.
Where were we?
Okay.
What about that team we're following?
Yes, thank you so much. I'm glad someone's on the flipping place. Right, Melbourne Heart. They're a team that we're following.
And I bloody love them.
I have a little bit of information.
They've signed a Brazilian called Fred.
They have. They've got a Brazilian called Fred playing. Not that one. You know what the Brazilians are like.
How many Brazilians are there called Fred?
Two.
Yeah.
Right.
That's for starters.
Yeah. Sure, there's more. Right, now you can buy membership as a fan.
I've looked into this. I think it's a fantastic.
Yeah,
idea,
this is so good.
I'm waiting for Bon Jovi to give me some free tickets. Yeah, membership.
We need to write to from JBJ and see whether he can help us out.
I've just realised I completely forgot to look up some John Bon Jovi song titles to throw in this week. I'm a bit upset with myself.
Don't worry about it. Right. You buy membership, there's loads of different levels of membership. I don't really know
what your membership getting.
It doesn't say on the site. It's a little bit.
It's who you can buy membership for is the interesting point.
Now, there's different levels of membership. You've got the Ace of Hearts.
That's what
membership.
It should look like.
Huh. There's a membership which is called the Ace of Hearts. There's active supporter membership. There's general admission membership. But
the season ticket then?
Yeah. But the most interesting one for me was pet membership.
Yeah.
Pet?
You can buy membership for $30 Australian.
And they get bandanas.
For your pet. And they get.
The pet gets a bandana.
Stu, you've got cats.
I've ordered 6 of them. Stu, 2 for the cats and 4 for the rabbits.
You haven't ordered 6 at $30.
$180. I haven't ordered any yet, mate.
So
we chip in.
What are these? I asked him the names of his pets today. And I'm stunned. Right. Everyone knows how well read Stuart is. Anyone who's listened to the show will know that Stuart is a man of literature.
Certainly.
Yeah. Would you like to reveal the names of your pets, please, Stu?
Dizzy.
Right.
And Othello, and a cat.
Othello, right.
Okay.
Yeah. The rabbit, yeah. Lucky.
Yeah.
Ophelia, Macbeth, and Hamlet.
Surely that's just your Scottish rabbit. You can't call him Macbeth.
So where does Dizzy fit in?
Rascal.
I gathered that, but that's not.
He's a naughty little cat. I swear then.
So you got 2 cats and 4 what?
4 rabbits.
Okay.
So actually, some of that salad would have come in quite handy.
Yeah, I should have kept it.
You should have packed that up and taken it home.
So take my shoe; they can lick that.
Right. So that's it. We're going to find out more. I've written to the supporters club, Red and White Unite. They're called.
When's their first game?
The first game is in October. I think.
8th of October.
So
we're going to try and get a bit of information.
They've
I've written to
someone
the supporters
called
club.
Newcastle, haven't they?
Newcastle Jets.
Yeah. Strange.
So that's them. We're going to find out more as we go along. That's pretty much all I've got on that. Jim.
That is brilliant.
Yes, 90s Prem Stars. Kudos to the boys again. Don't know if they're boys, could be girls. Kudos to whoever it is.
Thanks.
Daniel Amakachi.
Oh.
We probably mentioned like at least once a month. Don't read it before I've read it out.
I'm not.
Trying to, Stefan Freud.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Daniel Amakachi.
Did he play for Everton?
Everton Hotshot is now assistant coach of Nigeria.
No.
As well as a qualified lawyer, having graduated from the New York Law School.
Jesus.
Excellent. I've got more information on Daniel Amakachi if you'd like it.
Go on.
He didn't do very well in English football. because the scouting system at Everton was somewhat flawed. They watched the World Cup, as we all did, in 1994 in America, and
thank you very much.
Sorry, once more.
That's all right.
One more time.
So, Daniel Amakachi, we all saw him. I think the big thing was when he played against Greece. It was the third minute of stoppage time. He picked the ball up on the halfway line, beat three players and absolutely spanked it into the top corner. Amazing goal. Everton thought, that's the striker for us. We'll sign him. They played him up front. He did three-fifths and naff all. Reason being, he's a midfield player. Right? He plays centre midfield.
Did he not think to tell him?
Apparently, he was like, I'm a midfield player. No, you're playing up front. I'm a midfield player. And eventually, he's like, can I go home now? And they sort of sold him. So, I think, yeah. Right? So, completely bought for the wrong job. It's like buying a fullback and saying, yeah, you're a winger. It doesn't work.
What, Gareth Bale?
I was just, you took the words out of my mouth. Yes, so I think you.
That's Meatloaf, not Bon Jovi. All right?
What, you took the words out of my mouth? Nearly.
Better research needed. Right.
When you
else.
Said Meatloaf, I thought the waitress was back.
She's going to come and throw an ice cream sundae at you in a minute. After.
It was a bit much, wasn't it?
Right, website business, boys. We've got new features coming up.
Ooh.
This one is called PVC, and it's not the kind of feature that you enjoy at the weekend.
I was gonna say, that's going to get us up on the search, isn't it?
This is called PVC, Pitney versus Coxon. Our two absent podcasting buddies who will occasionally join us. They're not dead, they're still writing for us, Stu, and that's what this is, right? They're going to take opposing views on a big footballing talking point and basically,
debate
in the words
it.
Of Mrs. Merton, have a heated debate. Or a mass debate, as you might prefer, Stu, right? And then at the
don't
end.
Don't throw mass debate and PVC in the same context.
Jesus, right? Put it in and the then, same thing on. And we'll
and
be
then,
right.
Do that and then show us that photo of the Mansfield.
Big carnage.
So, like, the first one is on the site now. Should England really be ranked fourth in the world?
I don't really think that needs to be debated.
Mike Coxon.
Excuse me, sorry, I've got a bit of tomato running down my leg.
What have them two swans got?
What they got?
Big necks.
Long necks? White feathers? What?
When they're pulling out the water.
Web feet? Thanks, Attenborough. Shall we carry on?
Go on then.
It's just a bit of bread.
Yeah. Yeah, so Michael Coxon has actually said yes.
Is it a fish? They're absolutely battering it.
Battered fish.
Yeah. It's like a nice bit of haddock.
Beer battered.
Just your normal.
This has been a fantastically random 50th episode.
I may have to do a little bit of editing.
I have sworn.
I know you have. Right. So,
Pitney versus Coxon.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Do we know the first debate's going to be on?
The first debate is on the site now. Should England really be ranked fourth in the world? Coxon has gone for yes. Pitney has gone for no.
Didn't have much choice, did he?
Well, between them, they're making sure they cover both angles.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a vote at the bottom of the article for you to actually tell us that Coxon's wrong. And it's an obvious one for me, but if anyone wants to be contrary and vote for Coxon's one, go for it. And we're going to try and do this maybe every week, maybe every 2 weeks, depends out how often the guys can actually get stuff to us.
I reckon at the end of the season we should actually have a fight between Pitney and Coxon as well. Proper Pitney versus Coxon.
Car park, midnight.
Yeah.
And why not?
Pitney'd do him easy.
Oh, it'd be a bit of an unfair fight, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So that's what's on the site now. We've also got Mr. Silver's England versus Wales podcast special.
Yes, I very much enjoyed doing that.
That's on there. Friend of the show, George Ogier. Or Ogier, I should really ask him how to pronounce his name.
George Ogier.
He's done a great blog on whether we should really give a toss about footballers' wages.
Yeah, it's a good blog.
Tony and Johnny's Road to Wembley, Tony One Leg and Johnny the Rhino.
They are brilliant. I love them.
Are travelling the country. They've started at the first step of the competition. They're following the winner of that game to the second step. The blog for the second step is now on the site. And there's some rather good photos in that.
How
as
can
well.
You not enjoy a blog that includes Tony One Leg?
I was just going to say Tony One Leg and
Johnny the Rhino.
And Johnny the Rhino. I mean, you'd have to read it just for that, wouldn't you?
And they're the new Sharky and George.
Yeah. And in their blog, they described us as mad as a box of clown shoes. I think they said.
Fair enough.
And even though we're from London, we're all right apparently.
Lads,
that's nice.
Right. So yeah, good shout out to them. We'll be hearing more from them as it goes on. All that's on the Football Podcast website, which is www.footballpodcast.co.uk, along with this show and all our previous ones, if you want to check those out. That wraps things up. Email us, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter, @footballpodcast, @StuHaw, @TheBoySilver, @JimStaples, @SimonHead. Facebook.com/TheFootballPodcast, and go to the website, www.footballpodcast.co.uk. footballpodcast.co.uk.
Staples is just off to have a shower.
Yeah, Jim's off to hose himself down with some vinaigrette.
Got a tomato in his sock.
And we'll speak to you in a week's time.